KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at local high school sports. The first day of the boys' state golf championships teed up yesterday. The Class 1A tournament played at Westwood Golf Course in Newton. The 2A tourney and at the American Legion Memorial Golf Course in Marshalltown. The 3A tournament at Lakeside Golf Course in Fort Dodge. On Class 3A, Atlantic's Matt Gearhart is tied for ninth after the first day. He shot a 78 on the par 72 course, a plus 6 total. Kyle Reno sits 29th, opening up with an 83 yesterday. In Class 2A, Kemper Catholic is competing as a team. They're in first place after day one, shooting a 302. Kelby Shackelford of Panorama is tied for second with a 72 on the par 70 course. In Class 1A, Exira EHK and IKM Manning are competing as teams, and Exira EHK sits in third place after day one with a 350 first day total. IKM Manning shot 375, their ninth after day one. Will Carroll of Exira EHK tied for ninth overall, shooting a first round 83. Tyler Cup of CAM is tied for seventh after the first round. He shot an 11 over par 82. Avery Quirant of Southwest Valley was 46th with a 97 in his first day of golf. They'll play one more round today, finishing off the state boys golf championships. In high school soccer action last night, in girls Class 2A Region 2 play in the first round, it was Atlantic winning in double overtime over Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, ACGC. Atlantic's Emma Templeton scoring the only goal of the match, a game winner with just more than 7 minutes left in that second overtime period, giving Atlantic that 1-0 victory. Denison also a winner last night, beating Carroll 11-1. In Class 2A Region 1 first round action, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton over Sioux City West 4-0. Also in regular season girls soccer, it was Abraham Lincoln beating Tri-Center 5-1. Bishop Heelan Catholic over Thomas Jefferson by a 1-0 final. Well, the Atlantic Trojan baseball team picked up a win in Red Oak last night, the final of 14-1. It was a tighter game than that until the later innings. The Trojans jumped out to an early 2-0 lead in the first, but everything went cold after that until the sixth inning. Atlantic got three across in the sixth with a double by Chase Mullinex and a single by Jackson Eden driving in the runs. Atlantic then piled up 9 runs in the 7th inning as Red Oak struggled to get the final out of the inning. Brody O'Brien had a bases-clearing double as part of that big 7th inning. Red Oak got their only run across on a single by Garrett Kouse. Chase McLaren pitched 6 strong innings for Atlantic, allowing no runs, a 1-hit, 10 strikeouts with just 2 walks. Mason Gergen pitched the 7th to finish the game for Atlantic as the Trojans improved to 2-0 on the season with that victory. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 Conference baseball last night, Denison beat Shenandoah 19-9, Clarinda 6-2 over Kemper Catholic, St. Albert topping Glenwood 5-2, Nottoway Valley beat Creston 8-4, Sioux City North over Harlan 2-0. In Western Iowa Conference baseball, Trainer over Audubon 12-0, Tri-Center beat IKM Manning 16-0, Underwood over Logan Magnolia 3-1, and Missouri Valley beat Griswold 14-4. In the Corner Conference, it was Fremont Mills over Sydney in 8 innings, 4-3. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley beat Bedford 10-0. In girls softball action last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic swept a pair from Red Oak last night, winning 7-1 and 12-1 in that doubleheader. Shenandoah beat Essex 14-0. Kemper Catholic took 2 from Clarinda, 17-7 and 16-6. Glenwood swept a pair from St. Albert, 10-0 and 13-1. Lewis Central beat Creston 15-3 in the first game of a doubleheader. Creston came back to win 8-7 in the second game. And also Denison over Boyer Valley, 15-3. In Western Iowa Conference softball last night, Trainer over Audubon, 8-4. It was AHSTW in 8 innings over Riverside, 4-3. Griswold outscored Missouri Valley, 14-13. IKM Manning, a 12-0 winner over Tri-Center, and Logan Magnolia, 5-0 over Underwood. From the Corner Conference, Sydney beat Fremont Mills, 14-3. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Lenox over Nottoway Valley, 10-1. Bedford, 10-7 over Southwest Valley last night. In Major League Baseball, Salvador Perez hit a pair of two-run singles, and Whit Merrifield doubled home two runs as the Royals hammered the Rangers 8-2. Danny Duffy entered the game with a .688 earned run average before holding Texas to a run and 4 hits over 7 2/3 innings. The Royals' third straight win moves them out of the AL Central cellar. They're a half game up on the White Sox. Angels beat Toronto 8-1, Baltimore over the White Sox 9-3, Oakland beat Seattle 4-3, Houston beat Cleveland 8-2, and Tampa Bay over Boston 6-3 in the rest of the American League slate. Just 2 National League games, Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 5-4, and the Mets over Milwaukee 5-0. White Sox catcher Wellington Castillo has been suspended for 80 games by Major League Baseball following a positive test for a performance-enhancing substance. Castillo is the eighth player suspended this year under the Major League Drug Testing Program. He would lose more than $3.5 million of his $7.25 million salary. The 31-year-old Castillo is hitting .267 with 6 homers, 15 RBIs, and a .774 OPS this season, 1 year after slamming a career-high 20 home runs. Also around the league, Dustin Pedroia is returning to the Red Sox active roster today after missing the team's first 50 games after knee surgery. The second baseman's return to the AL East leaders will come exactly 7 months after cartilage restoration surgery on his left knee. Eduardo Nunez is expected to go back to a utility role after filling in for Pedroia. The Twins have reinstated third baseman Miguel Sano from the disabled list after he missed the last 24 games with a strained left hamstring. The Twins sent outfielder Jake Cave to AAA Rochester. Sano went 6-for-16 with 2 homers and 3 walks on a 5-game rehab assignment. The Angels are pushing back Shohei Ohtani's next outing as a starting pitcher to manage the workload of the two-way rookie. Ohtani is 4-1 with a .335 earned run average in 7 starts. He had been scheduled to pitch against fellow Japanese right-hander Masahiro Tanaka at Yankee Stadium on Sunday. Well, the Iowa baseball team picked the wrong time for the bats to go cold. The Hawkeyes managed only 4 hits in a 2-0 loss to Ohio State as they were 2-and-done in the Big Ten tournament in Omaha.
But I mean, our pitching in the tournament was, I thought, outstanding. Everything that we needed. If you told me that we're going to hold them to 2 today, I would have told you I thought we'd be talking about a W. But our offensive woes continued, and with our offense, I mean, if the top 3 or 4 guys aren't hitting at least one of them, it makes it difficult for us to score.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller. The Hawkeyes had only 5 hits in 2 games and were held scoreless in the final 17 innings.
That was pretty much a story. I didn't think we played poorly or, there's nothing magical that went wrong. We just kind of hit the skids offensively, and unfortunately that's baseball. I mean, we didn't have one guy that was hot and that could carry us or jumpstart us and, cost us.
That ends the season for the Hawkeyes at 33-20, unless they get an unexpected invitation to the NCAA tournament at this point. Also yesterday, Indiana eliminated Michigan State in 10 innings, 6-5. Purdue beat Michigan 5-4, Minnesota over Illinois 3-0. Today it's a couple of elimination games. Michigan plays Ohio State this afternoon. Tonight, Illinois will battle Indiana in Omaha. In a series full of superstars, it was a bench player who led the Houston Rockets to victory in Game 5 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals. The Rockets have a 3-2 lead after Eric Gordon came off the bench to score 24 points and provide a big steal in a 98-94 triumph over the Golden State Warriors. Warriors will try to stave off elimination at home Saturday when they host Game 6 of that series. President Donald Trump says the NFL is doing the right thing with a policy banning kneeling during the national anthem. Trump spoke to Fox and Friends in an interview airing Thursday. The policy forbids players from sitting or taking a knee on the field during the anthem, but it does allow them to stay in the locker room. Any violations of the new rules would result in fines against the teams. Trump says he doesn't think people should be standing in the locker rooms, but he praised the plan overall. Well, Kevin Na had a great finish as he took the first-round lead at the Fort Worth Invitational at Colonial at Fort Worth, Texas. Na chipped in from the rough more than 90 feet away for an incredible birdie to close out an 8-under-62 that put him one stroke ahead of Charlie Hoffman, who was also bogey-free when shooting a 63 in the morning round in the PGA tournament yesterday. Nevada Club Pro Stuart Smith shot a 5-under-66 for a share of the first-round lead in the Senior PGA Championship. Smith closed his morning round with a double bogey on the par 4 18th. Scott McCarron, Tim Petrovic, Wes Short Jr., Barry Lane, and Peter Lonard matched the 66 in the afternoon. Kyle Busch has won the pole for Sunday's Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Busch turned a lap of just over 191 miles an hour to take the top starting position for NASCAR's longest race. Joey Logano will start alongside Busch on the front row. Cup points leader Kevin Harvick never got on the track after failing pre-race inspection 3 times. Car chief Robert Smith was ejected, and Harvick will have to sit out the first 30 minutes of practice on Saturday before starting in the rear for that race. And President Donald Trump has granted a rare posthumous pardon to boxing's first black heavyweight champion. More than 100 years after what Trump said many feel was a racially motivated injustice, Jack Johnson was convicted in 1913 by an all-white jury for violating the Mann Act, which made it illegal to transport women across state lines for immoral purposes. Johnson died in 1946. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.